Welcome back to the Big Brother 4 Blockumentary. We are here for week 6 of season 4. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me is Mary. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing great. I have a great plan for this week's podcast. How about I don't do any of the talking and you don't fire me? How does that sound?
I guess it sounds good.
Great. All right. That sounds perfect. That's a very long stretch to June's method of the HOH competition of just, how about I don't have to participate. I quit and you guys just don't put me up. How does that sound?
You know, it sounds pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it worked well for her. So yeah. I think this is my new favorite way of convincing people. You just tell them you do all the work and I'll reap all the benefits.
And yeah, then, just leave me out of it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
And then you guys can give me, you know, $500,000.
Yeah.
And we'll all be friends and have a great time. Perfect.
I mean, I don't see why people wouldn't agree to this.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's a great plan.
Anyway. Yeah, we start episode 18 off with the HOH competition where they are trapped in the cages. And G says he wants to keep the dream team alive.
Yeah, the dream team thing not really sticking. I think we've talked about this. They've got a lot of names. That's not really the one that the audience is going to be using.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know if you could dream up a team. Are these the three that you're going to dream of?
I mean, this is not even the three I would dream of on this season. So no.
Who's the dream team for season 4?
I mean, probably Allison, June, and I don't know, Jack. I have no idea. I don't know where that third one needs to be.
Well, Allie wants herself, Jack, or Erica to win to break up the Stooges. And Justin knows if his team doesn't win, he's out.
Yep. Well, at least he sees that writing on the wall. This is a weird week for Justin because he really doesn't, in the edited episode, do very much to try and stay or try and improve his position for the most part. He's rightfully so kind of realizing, like, it's going to come down to the veto. If I can win the veto or convince someone to use it on me, maybe I'll be okay. But he didn't pick a great week to be HOH before this.
I can confirm he did next to nothing this week.
Awesome. Well, there we go. So that just shows sometimes the edited episode shows you more or less what happened in terms of that. I like this competition. It's fun. We talked about last episode how it's really not fair for Jack, who is just like 6 inches too tall for this cage and has to bend over the whole time, unlike everyone else. I almost wonder if there needed to be another element to try and convince people to leave, because like you're just standing there. It's not that you're not having to push anything. You're basically just having to make sure that you don't fall down the cracks or pee your pants.
Well, so here's there were a couple of incentives. I think there were three incentives to leave. One was what we kind of queued up at the end of the last week's podcast about how they were like, hey, there's not going to be a food competition, is there, in the morning? And then they said, no, yeah, there is, actually. So you'd better be ready for it. Two, Justin is going to tempt people with some chicken. He's going to bring it out and be like, oh, look at this chicken, guys. Look at this. Doesn't it smell nice? Don't you want some of this? He's going to, you know, do his best Jeff Probst impression. And then number three, and I think this was the biggest incentive, you don't have to smell pee anymore.
That third one is probably the only one that would have convinced me. Like, the thing about the food competition one is, so you're basically saying, I care more about maybe winning food than saving myself this week.
Well, it's more about sleep. It's that you're gonna have to be up very early. So the longer you wait this out, the less sleep you're gonna be able to get.
Okay, so like you'll get plenty of sleep in the HOH bed if you win.
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to sleep during the day. So that means your whole day is gonna be messed up.
Yeah, but if you're HOH, it doesn't matter.
it's an incentive.
Whatever. I don't know. But the smelling pee one, for sure, that would be rough. I mean, I guess you'd get used to it after a little while.
Not if you're wearing it.
I think that there would have been other ways to, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. At this point in Big Brother, are they ever showing competitions on the live feeds?
This competition was on the live feeds, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that would change things for me. I think
that's the thing. June was like, there's no way they're going to show this on the live feeds. She convinced them all that it was not on the feeds.
Yeah. I mean, I think like if I was pretty much convinced by the show that it was not going to be on the live feeds, then I feel like at that point you just drop trowel and you don't have it on you at the very least. If, I mean, we've seen in modern day plenty of times people need to relieve themselves on themselves. And I think it's not terrible. I mean, if you're wearing something where no one's going to tell, I think the embarrassment of people at home being able to see it is worse than the knowledge that like people in front of you are smelling it.
Well, yeah.
Unless you ate asparagus, then I say just hold it in.
Oh, boy. June has to go to the bathroom. And so Jack is going to give up his shirt so that she can cover up, she will not have to show anybody anything that's going on by using Jack's shirt. Unfortunately for Jack, she does not do a great job of, I guess, aiming, this is good. It's gonna get on his shirt before he puts it back on.
I think giving up your shirt so that someone can pee is very similar to giving up your sweatshirt to your girlfriend. You're just not getting it back.
Well, I mean, he did get it back.
You're not getting it back in the condition you might want it back in.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah. I don't remember now if they showed this in the episode, but Allie also is going to pee. Was that in the episode?
No, it wasn't, but they mentioned that Allie had to pee.
They didn't
spend their, 15-minute segment also showing that a second time.
Well, yes, and she actually got even more on Jack's shirt, that it was actually pretty peed on by the time Allie used it, and then he still put it back on.
Jack, just go shirtless. I mean, is it that cold? Like, I don't know. This just seems like a weird choice all around. It
definitely didn't help with the smell situation, I can imagine.
No. And for June also, like, she's gonna drop from this competition fairly early. I feel like the peeing was not completely necessary on her part. Like, for Jack and Allison playing along with all this or doing their part makes more sense because they're going to last a bit longer in the game.
Yeah. Well, Robert is not going to last very long at all. He can't hack it. He says he's claustrophobic. He can't handle it. That he's got a migraine. And so he's feeling he can't deal with it. I will say, watching the episode, I was a little skeptical. I was a little like, okay, little crybaby. But apparently on the feeds, they were saying that describing his face, that he looked very pale. His eyes looked all messed up, that he actually did look pretty bad.
I mean, if you've ever had a migraine or a very bad headache, you know that doing anything other than like getting some Advil, drinking some water and being in a room by yourself is torture. So I don't blame him if that was really the case. And if he was feeling bad, it would be really... I would feel very impressed with him if he was able to hack it for any longer.
Mm-hmm. So after Robert goes out, June feels comfortable. She says, I knew I was one of the safest people. I'm not going to get put up. So I'm just going to go. And I'm just going to tell him it's because I knew I was safe.
Yeah. And for June this week, like, while people definitely have her on their radar and don't necessarily trust her, she is true that Justin having HOH the previous week and making a move against the other alliance, and now the potential that this would flip back to someone in that alliance, it's really a no-brainer. This is an opportunity that they need to take out one of the three guys. They've, had other people who were more pressing in the past, but at this point, it would be really not a great move for Erica or Jack to waste this HOH on June, particularly since Erica and Jack have been the ones campaigning to get Justin in particular out on all of their alliance's previous HOHs.
Yes, and they're kind of in an alliance right now that has been made, that they're kind of working together. If you recall from the last one, that I talked about how June had actually encouraged G to throw the upcoming HOH to Erica or Jack in order to take out Justin. So we know that was certainly on her mind, at least in this HOH competition. So definitely a lot of incentive to let this one go.
Yeah. So June is going to leave and Robert leaves. And then now basically Justin's only hope in the game is G, who's already being talked to a bit by Jack and Erica and Allison about trying to convince him to leave as well.
Yes. And Robert says, June is a snake. Can't believe she waited until he left to leave. What a snake. That is what she was doing.
Yeah,
he was right.
Yeah, and June's like, hey, you know, I'm a snake. Oh, well, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, deal with it. So they talked about how Justin is out there, and whenever he falls asleep, whenever he drifts off, they try to talk to G and get him to throw the competition. And they say, you know that they know that they can't beat you in the end, so you can't go to the end with them. And he's like, I don't know if I can do it. If I did it, it'd have to be believable. Erica says, I knew I had to convince G to cut ties with the Amigos.
Yeah, Amigos, another one of the classic alliance names. And Jack is telling him too, you know, like, I'll leave and then you can follow me, and so it won't look that bad, you know, just, you know, we're gonna keep you safe. You can't go to the end with these guys. And also on top of that, you know, you're going to need to vote for Justin, because, well, I don't know if they say that you need to vote for Justin, but like that we will all convince everyone else to vote for Justin or Robert over you.
Yeah,
you don't have to vote Justin, but but everyone is going to vote Justin or Robert over you. So you're going to be safe even if even if someone wins the veto and you're up in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. And there was actually an original deal, which was Allie will leave and then you can leave, and then Jack and Erica will go into the final cage together. But then Allie kind of screwed up the deal because she was like, actually, I don't want to leave yet. They ended up staying much longer than intended before making the next deal, which is okay. So Jack will leave. Then you can leave, and then it will be Allie and Erica in the final cage, and that's pretty much what's going to happen. The deal, Allie says, you know, it's going to be okay. You don't have to vote for Justin. And Justin will go and you can be with Robert. And so Jack leaves and G says, I can't do it anymore. Erica and Allie head into the final cage. Allie tells us, it crossed my mind to grab that HOH, but it would not put me in a good position for the next week. So she ultimately decides to give it to Erica, which is definitely the right call.
Definitely. Yeah. Perfect call for Allison. Much like June, she knows that this is not a week where she needs to win. There's very few scenarios where she could really be hurt by this, especially if G follows through with all of the elements of the deal that he made. She's also got, you know, Justin sometimes on her side, so she's okay. It's amazing that the competition goes on for as long as it does. G leaves at the 6 hour, 30 minute mark, and then I don't know how long Allison and Erica stay, probably not a whole lot longer after that point. But yeah, Allison steps down and lets Erica win.
Yes. And there's a lot, like, you know, G is going to apologize to Justin. I'm sorry I let you guys down. He tells to us, like, I knew I'd have to turn on the boys, but I didn't know it'd have to be so soon. But it really lasted a very long time. And the reason why you don't get Justin or Robert, upset with G at all is because he stuck it out for 6.5 hours. And Erica is going to spend the entire week saying, like, there was no way I was losing that competition. I could have stayed in there for days. And so they feel like there was just nothing they could have done. In fact, Justin, what he does do this week is whine and complain about how the game is rigged, and that they gave Erica that competition so that she would win.
Right. Yeah, it's not rigged when he wins, but it's definitely rigged when anyone else wins.
Oh, to be fair, he did say it was rigged for him to win as well.
Okay. Well, it's all, the game is flawed, okay?
He said they set it up to make maximum entertainment. They wanted me to win, and then they wanted her to win.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you could have we could have foiled their plans by just not winning when it was given to you then.
That's the way to go. So Erica is our next HOH winner. She has she gets her HOH room. There's nothing too exciting here.
No, she chose to sleep in the desert room the night before because it was just habit and it was going to be weird being in the HOH room. Sure, she gets over that pretty fast.
There were a few things from the feeds following the HOH competition that were kind of interesting. Erica and Jack actually talked about, like, what if Allie and June made it to the final two? Who do we vote for? And Jack initially was like, it's got to be Allie, right? I mean, she's the stronger player. I hate her, but she's played stronger. But they actually then come around on, you know what? Actually, no, June's more subtle. June's still playing well. We actually like June. And this is actually, I think, a very important conversation. Because it's going to recur throughout the week. They keep coming back to this idea, what if Allie and June are in the final two together? And they keep talking about it. They start talking about it with other players as well. They kind of start pushing this view that June would be a worthy winner over Allie. And by the end of this week, it's kind of just public knowledge that Allie is playing for second place.
Yeah, which is really interesting because we obviously know this is what's going to happen in the end. So hindsight being what it is, you could argue maybe since they recognize this at this time, they should have gone after one of June or Allison at this point. I think some of it comes down to also thinking about, you know, maybe they don't love June or Allison, but they might rather June or Allison win than one of the guys. You also have this kind of issue of like, we can see a path how June and Allison could work together and get to the end, and we're going to have to vote for one of them. But if we don't get rid of Justin or Robert or G, then their path to the end is more obvious. It's like playing for the win versus playing to get to the end. It's a weird conversation because it's also something you see with the arguments about bitter juries and, you know, who you vote for, if you vote for the better player or for the person you like more. And they've been working more closely with Allison, but sometimes that can hurt you in a game if you see all of Allison's flaws more upfront. Whereas since they sort of know that June has been jumping back and forth more obviously up until this point of the game, obviously Allison's been doing that as well.
Yeah.
That they don't have as much hard feelings to her at this point, kind of because June switched earlier.
Well, so at this point, they are working more closely with June, and they see Allie as more of the flip-flopper, even though they do certainly see June as a flip-flopper, but they feel like June is playing the other side more than she's playing them. And that will come into play across the week as well, that it's really a competition between June and Allie for who can play both sides best. You know, they had kind of been back and forth, but June had always kind of been in the lead with Erica and Jack. And June really pulls ahead this week with Erica and Jack, and really does a good job with those relationships, which is key not only for her positioning, but also for these jury votes. Because, again, they're talking about this. And the reason why they're talking about them in the final two is that their plan is to get rid of all three Stooges, because though any of those guys would automatically win in the finals. And so the plan is to get rid of all three of the Stooges and then go to the final four with both Allie and June. And so they're like, man, but what if we get to the final four with Allie and June and then we somehow screw it up and lose, and those two end up in the final two, the weakest players in the house, right? Like the floaters of the house make it to the final two. That would be terrible. What would we do then? I guess we would vote for June. And so that's kind of how it goes. At this point in time, they're thinking Justin goes this week, G goes next week, then Robert, then the final four is us with Allie and June. That's going to shift a little bit toward the end of this week, but it's not really going to matter.
Yeah, I think what I find just most interesting about this is when you look back at some of the earlier weeks, particularly the week that Dana was head of household, I think at that point, that was when June was most obviously flipping between the sides and spending a lot more time with the guys and with Dana. And at that point, Allison was more on the surface with Jack and Erica. So that's what I mean when I'm saying like June flipped earlier. And so now that she's in this floater position playing both sides, the fact that she flipped is not as raw, whereas Allison made some other moves in between that time that separated her more from Erica and Jack. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, so what happened, like, June flipped, like, June did not, I think, intend to play both sides. In fact, we see her multiple times on the show and in the, on the feed say, I don't want to play both sides. That's a bad strategy. I don't want it to even look like I'm playing both sides. I want to be firmly with a group. And she, that's what she is as she flips with Dana. Kind of reluctantly, but she was close with Dana, and so she followed. And then obviously, you know, she had this thing with G, and so like it kind of just fit, like, okay, this is my crew now. And then that was how she was until the week where Dana gets evicted, and Dana was trying to, you know, like throw her under the bus and campaign against her. It was a very hard week for her. And then we really see a switch flip for June the week after Dana leaves, where she goes, okay, you know what? I got to get my head in the game. I got to start doing things. And that's when that's what we talked about last week, where she started really just ramping things up and playing both sides very obviously, getting caught multiple times. It was very messy. But it did lead into this week where she started to calm down a little bit and play a little better and a little more subtly, still very openly, obviously playing both sides. But she was able to kind of convince Jack and Erica at the very least that she was with them. Whereas Robert and Justin were still very like, nah, we can't trust June. She's definitely screwed us over. So I think that in some ways, you're right that like June had screwed over Erica and Jack before, like earlier than Allison did, versus she had screwed over Robert and Justin later. Like Allie screwed them over first, and then June screwed them over, and then but June screwed Erica and Jack over earlier, whereas Allison had screwed them over a little bit later. And so they both had sort of advantages in both sides, but one of the differences was that June was able to work her relationship with G a lot better than Allie was able to work her relationship with Justin. And that's going to be one of the keys to June kind of beating Allie at this floater game, is that she's able to win Erica and Jack over more so than Allie is. And she's able to maintain her connection to the other side via G better than Allie is with Justin. And so that's like in the race of who can be the better floater. That's where June really starts to succeed.
And some of that also has to do with the fact that G is going to be more willing to have this secret alliance with June more so than Justin, who's really just going to stick with the guys.
Well, yeah. And I think the thing too, though, is that like, if we go back to the beginning of the game, right? Justin was very willing to work with Allie. If we remember, like, he was like, I think I can trust her. I think that like, you know, I think we can try to make something work. But like, she just very openly disregarded him and, you know, used Nathan and, you know, was on the other side. Whereas June and G, like, June never like openly betrayed G in any way or got into any like real drama with G. They bickered all the time and they weren't always on the same page, but she never burned that bridge as hard as Allie burned the Justin bridge. I think Allie and Justin absolutely could have worked together, but Allie didn't pay an, she didn't care for that relationship as much as June did with G.
Definitely. So the food competition rolls around.
This was boring. I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty boring, and I thought none of them looked particularly difficult either. It's clam bake theme, clam bake from hell. Yep. And they all get exotic seafood and they have to eat it or trade it with someone else and then eat that one in 1 minute. They're all probably like, yeah, not super appetizing, but it's like, it's fish. It's not even, I don't know, could be a lot worse. When they were guessing what the things could be, it's a lot of their guesses were way worse than any of the things that ended up being.
I literally wrote one thing for this entire competition. I wrote, Jack has seen autopsies, so he can eat anything.
You know, I buy that. Well, kind of.
Is that how it works? But if you see really gross things, then you're now able to eat really gross things?
You know, well, I said that, and now I'm thinking, like, or would that make it worse? Because you've seen something gross, and so you don't want to think about eating it because you picture that other gross thing that you would not want to eat.
Exactly. Like if you said,
I wouldn't want to eat an autopsy.
Right. If you said, I've eaten at an autopsy, then maybe there's some correlation, right? But I don't know. I don't know if I get, I think this is, you know, this is just typical Jack trying to insert his FBI-ness into everything.
This is like that thing on the challenge where they'll practice running and eating, like they'll practice like eating at times when you wouldn't want to eat because they do that in their competition sometimes. I feel like maybe that's like a new thing you have to do. You have to practice doing something gross or seeing something gross while eating.
Or you could just practice eating gross things. It's a little more direct.
Well, okay, fine. I'm trying to make an analogy over here, but whatever. So they all do okay except for Justin and Allison, who can't eat their things. Justin's wasn't even like bad food. Like his seemed like the easiest food. It was like fried baby clams in some kind of chili sauce. It might have been spicy, but like it was probably the most normal out of any of the things. I don't know. And there's a lot of Allison complaining about how Justin's terrible, and then she's also terrible.
So. Yes. There's a lot of exercise going on in the Big Brother 4 house. Robert is looking better. He's starting to look muscled up, and everyone's saying, oh yeah, Robert, could you compare him to the beginning of the season to now? He's looking nice. And then June chimes in and says, he could work out his whole life and it would never make a difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know if we know June, we know that she's definitely going to chime in with some sort of body commentary about each person. So that was fun. I believe she also says that she could take Robert in a fight.
Buy it.
Yeah, probably. Allie and Erica, they do a 45-minute walk outside, and then all the girls do an ab workout, which the guys, particularly G, but then later also Justin mentioned that they like to watch it.
Yes, G, the international player. He loves watching those ab classes.
Right. And to be fair, I mean, they're not like just doing crunches. I don't know what some of these moves were.
They're doing all sorts of. I just like they're doing what are they called? Like they do their whole legs going up.
They're doing like leg raises. But yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit awkward to watch.
Well, especially when June is moaning the whole time.
Right. I would have said grunting or like screeching, so that is also happening. June says she likes the satisfaction of glistening.
She doesn't sweat. She glistens. Mm-hmm. That's a great June line.
Yes. Well, you're glistening like a pig. So.
Oh, boy.
No, that's a. Hardcore Boy Meets World reference for anyone out there. Okay.
Really pulling those out.
Look, it's what I'm here for. This is my huge thing.
I mean, everybody that listens to the Big Brother 4 blockumentary has definitely also watched Boy Meets World and is definitely digging the Boy Meets World references.
Someone out there was like, oh, I got that. And to you, I say,
did they get it before or after you explained it?
Hopefully before, and then there's probably also someone who I explained it and they're like, that's where I've heard it from. I want it to be clear that I was not just out of the blue calling June a pig. Okay.
Yeah, that's where my mind was at.
Right. Well, so this is why you have to explain your references, even though it's kind of like explaining a joke. It made it all less fun. Anyway, Erica and Allison talk. Erica says that Justin's a huge threat, but Robert's going to be next. And we see a little bit of work, tiny bit from Allison here, trying to also throw Robert under the bus a little bit.
Yes, which she's going to continue to do throughout the week, but it is not going to go anywhere.
No. G and Justin talk, and G says that they were telling him a lot of things in the cage, but he knew that Erica was not going to give it up, and so that's why he couldn't win it for him. They told him he was going to be safe, and then he starts to throw Robert under the bus a little bit too, saying, you know, Robert's awesome, but he hasn't done much to help out our team. And from G's point of view, I think this is fine anyway, because it is true that, like, Justin sticking around is better for G, just to be that shield and to be that competition threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I think that G was always closer to Justin. Justin was always the center of the Stooges here.
Yeah, so Justin knew that they'd have to split up eventually, but he didn't want to do it this soon. And Justin and G says, well, you know, you've got my vote, and you probably have Allison's vote, so June's really the one to work on this week.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Robert, though, wants June to go up on the block. Robert wants June up. He wants June out. He's sick of June. She's a snake. And so he talks with Allie. Allie says, oh, I'm still with you guys. I'm still with the Stooges. She tells us, but that's not true. I'm just going to bounce back and forth with the power.
Yeah, she's floating. She's got this master floater plan down. I do find it interesting that the guys, with the exception of G, probably do want Allison on their side more so than June. Mm-hmm. Given the fact that June was more firmly with them at one time, it's kind of like the reverse is happening in the two alliances. The Erica Jack side wants to pull June back in and mistrust Allison some, but the guys want Allison on their side. And either way, the girls are going to be protected here. So I don't really think there's any hope that June would have become the main target. I mean, there's always cases where one of the two of them would have had to go up if the veto had been used. But even so, I think Erica and Jack know a guy needs to go this week.
Yes. Yeah, there's no chance that a Stooge is not leaving this week. The question was, you know, who might be targeted next week? Because heading into next week, you've got two pairs left, and then Allie and June. So obviously the idea would be you target one of the pairs, but not necessarily with two other people as free agents. It is actually an opportune time for the two pairs to get together and make a deal to take out the two stragglers. Because if one pair takes out the other pair, then they are now the sole pair heading into the final five, which leaves them very vulnerable. So if you're looking at it from a strategic standpoint, it actually makes a lot of sense for these two pairs to come together. And it's imperative for June and Allie to make sure that that doesn't happen. So we see things like June and Allie running back and forth. They have made a truce at this point. They made a truce, early in the week. And that keeps coming back around until they finally make the deal that they do in the episode later. They are still seemingly at each other's throats, like seemingly, you know, hating each other, because they do still hate each other. But they recognize that they need to make some kind of truce. So you have June going to Erica and Jack saying, okay, here's the deal. I can get G to target Allie instead of you two if we need to. If G wins, then I can get him to go after Allie instead of you two. That's why I'm valuable to you. We have Allie going to Justin and Robert saying, okay, so if Erica wins, I can get her to target June instead of you two if we need to. If Erica wins, then that's what I can do for you. That's why I'm valuable to you. It's, again, very obvious that they're both doing this. Jack finds it funny, actually. The two people that are playing both sides are at each other's throats. What, isn't that so funny? Isn't that just a hilarious thing? They never really consider, like, what would happen if these two started working together? The Stooges are still pissed at June. They like Allie because, they feel like Allie stayed in the competition to win, to try and protect them. She stayed there for 6.5 hours, whereas June just, like, bounced right away, making it clear that she's not on their side anymore. anymore. And so they really, like, Robert really wants to go after June, but G in particular, obviously, is, you know, hammering home this idea of Erica and Jack need to be split up. And Justin agrees with G that Erica and Jack are the bigger threat. And so they keep kind of pulling Robert back from this idea of going after June.
Yes. And it while Allison and June are going to get together and firm something between the two of them, just Jack and Erica really are not going to turn on each other. And that is the more obvious pairing to work on, even though they probably also have the lesser chance of winning challenges here. So I can't really fault that idea. There's pros and cons to all of them.
So we get to the nominations, and Erica says, I'm nominating based on strategy, not emotion. And so Jack is safe, Allie is safe, G is safe, and June is safe, leaving Justin and Robert. Justin, you're a very strong player in the game and a huge threat. Robert, you too. And you're both aligned, and I'm here to break up alliances.
Which is fine, but maybe don't mention that, because then everyone's just going to look at your alliance and say, I'm just here to break up alliances.
Exactly. And that's why, like I said, you get to the final six, two pairs and two free agents. It makes sense for the alliances to band together. But when you categorize yourself as I'm a breaker of alliances, then you're telling the remaining two, I'm coming for you and you'd better come for me. And it really leaves the door wide open for June and Allie.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely does. And we're going to see in the next episode that they're going to see that door and pull it open and walk right through it.
Yes. And Allie says, I'm trying to keep both sides happy so they keep attacking each other.
Yeah, perfect plan. Perfect plan. The Rob Cesternino strategy has not been seen yet here, I guess.
I guess not. I mean, they should have, but
yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're not Survivor fans.
Yeah, we head into episode 19, and Erica once again tells us, I play strategically, not emotionally. This is really becoming she doth protest too much.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, we know that she's trying to portray herself as this game bot, I'm just here to win, whatever. But she obviously always, she has a lot of moments where she cries and where she speaks with Robert and talks about how hard things are and how she doesn't want to betray Jack and how it was hard losing Nathan, et cetera, et cetera. All these different things. So I think maybe just like tell people that it can be both, like that, you know, this is a hard game. I'm emotional, but I'm trying to think about this logically as well. You can have both things, Erica. It's okay.
Yeah. And like, she plays one of the most emotionally led games in All-Stars, like, of all time.
Well, I mean, yeah, I definitely think of her two games, that one's going to be more emotional. Like, she is an emotional person, but I do think that she's trying to play this.
Yes.
Strategically. I just think that, like, it's okay to admit that you can be doing some of both.
Exactly. Look, I appreciate that she wants to play strategically. I like that she's trying to play strategically. I wish she actually were playing more strategically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So, like, from your point of view, was there a better move she could have made this week?
I mean, she could have said, I'm not here to break up alliances.
Okay. Besides that, but those would still be the two people to put up.
The nominations, you mean? Yeah. I mean, she obviously has to break up the Stooges. Getting out Justin is the right move. Getting back in with Robert is the right move. She's doing mostly the right things here. But she really, it's again, like, it's less about the base level. She won an HOH. She put the right people up on the block, which really should be a given in almost all circumstances, even though it's not. But it's really the setup for the following weeks where she drops the ball a little bit, she works on Robert to try and make sure that she's ahead of Jack in the pecking order, which is good. And I like that. And that is good strategic work. But she lets Jack work on G, and she trusts June to work on G. She doesn't really get much work done with G. And again, like, she should be using Robert to get in with G and say, Robert, let's make a truce and go after June and Allie. Robert would so be down for that. She's not quite there. She trusts June too much, and she feels like it's important to break up the other two. And I think also there's part of her that doesn't really want to work with Robert, or rely on Robert too much.
Yeah. I mean, particularly at this point, I think almost everyone left at the house could get on board with going after Allie if they really tried that. I mean, I think you're going to have a harder time convincing G to go after June. But if you said it like, we're going after June and Allison with the target being on Allison, mm-hmm. you know, I think that could have been something nice for her to set up.
Yes. But I will say overall, like Erica's days of like playing poorly, I'm pretty sure, like really poorly, are behind her. I think from this point forward, she genuinely is playing a much better game than she has been previously. She's still a bit off in some ways. And I think that overall, we're going to see that June and Allie are both sort of running circles around her.
Yeah, they just have more personal connections and have, it's one thing to, you know, make amends with Robert now and have that connection. It's another thing to have 40 days worth of time spent more closely with these people than Erica's had.
Yes. So Erica tells us she wants Robert gone, but she knows he'll stay. She likes Justin, but he's the one that's going to go. And June tells us that, look, everybody knows I'm playing both sides. I have screwed up a little bit here. So I'm trying to mend some fences. And so she goes and she talks to the Stooges and they tell her, you know, no hard feelings. And, you know, Robert says, you know, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. But then he tells us, oh, I'm going after her. I'm not going to let her float by. Not going to let it happen.
Yeah, she's a scumbag.
Yeah. So again, there is a conversation that happens here. Erica and Jack had already talked about June or Allie. Who do we think would win in a final two there? And they're just kind of curious. I don't know why they keep they're literally like doing so much work for June for the jury this week. They Erica has a conversation with Justin about who do we respect? Justin said, honestly, I'd be fine with anyone winning except for June. June should not win this game. She's flying under the radar. It's not an impressive way to play the game. And Erica says, yeah, you know, she's playing under the radar, but like June is still here. And she's playing pretty well, don't you? They're like she's basically campaigning for June in the final two already. It's like she knows. And so she actually puts in some good work with Justin. Again, this is going to make a big impact, especially over the course of this week, where you know, Justin's going to talk with Julie on his way out the door, basically saying that it's actually not June anymore. It's Allie that's playing for second place. It's Allie that can't win the game. And that's a big deal because Justin controls basically four votes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird watching people do this kind of jury management for other people in the game. Like it just goes against everything I would think of. Maybe you're there and you want to do this, have these thought processes and whatever. And maybe you're thinking, if I can't win, I want to make sure that someone else I want to can win. But I just think you got to be in the zone. And if I was Eric, I'd be doing, what can I do to make sure that it's not June and Allison in the end and that I'm somehow there and that I get the votes? Like the way to be the best player is to just always act like you're the best player and be impressing that upon people.
Well, I think that the tenor of these conversations is that like, these are the two worst players. These are the two floaters. These are the two, like, obviously, if any of us were in the finals, we would be winning over those two. So the question becomes, if the two goats make it to the end together, then which of the two of them win? And I think that's why it comes down to this. And I was reading all these updates and I was like, there was a part of my mind that thought, oh, well, maybe the reason they keep talking about June and Allie in the final two is because we know that June and Allie made it to the final two. And so these are the conversations that got repeated on the updates. And I was like, wait a minute. No. This is happening live. They don't know this is going to happen. This is genuinely just what they were talking about. So I think that's where it came from. This idea that, like, obviously any of the Stooges, any of Jack or Erica, if any of them make it to the end, they're going to win as long as they're up against Allie or June. And so the question then becomes, if Allie and June are sitting next to each other, what do we do then?
Have a mutiny?
Yeah. Basically, I mean, they come close. They come close.
Well, and, you know, we can obviously talk about this a lot more later. But at this point in the game, when these conversations are happening, do you feel like June deserves the credit she's been given by Erica and Jack in these conversations?
At this point in the game, Allie has been doing a better job, I think. She's been doing a worse job of jury management. June has better June's quality of relationships are better. So like, if you're talking about who has done better jury management to this point, it's already June. And so even if, you know, Allie had always played a better game all the way through, I think that you'd still say June earned the win by being a better jury manager. But I do think that this is the week where June overtakes Allie in terms of, how well she's playing. I think that Allie has a good strategic mind. And she just is a very abrasive personality. And so Allie has been doing some very good things. I think what happens is June sees what Allie is doing, recognizes, oh, that's really smart, I should do that, starts doing it, and then quickly starts doing it better than Allie was doing it. She also recognizes the faults of some of the other players. We're going to see this in, I think, the next episode. She talks about like alliances that are very obvious and public are getting sniped out one by one. So if I make secret alliances, then I'm not going to get sniped out. And we know that she was already doing this before, but she really kicks it up a notch in this week. I think that the story to June is that she is a player that really learned a lot and was able to adapt and improve her game as time went on, and was better at jury management than Allie was to begin with. All of that said, she still probably loses to anybody except for Allie in the final two. But she, you know, we see what happens. We see that she does make it there, right? So there's a lot of interesting things about June's game for sure.
Yeah, I also think that she handles the relationship with Allison better than Allison handles it with her. I think that at the point when Allison and June create this alliance, June has more options, and we see her still sharing some of the information that Allie's telling her with G, whereas Allison doesn't really have that other outlet at that point.
Yes. I mean, Allie is trying to work on Robert. She's trying to work on Erica. She's losing Justin here, and that's really bad for her. You know, we see that, and we'll talk more about this when we see them come together a little more, but June is definitely in the more advantageous position, in their partnership. And that's why, I think one of the reasons why June, ends up surpassing Allie at this point in the game.
I also think at the point where Dana gets on the jury and Allie sours some of her relationship with Nathan, Allie's already going to be really struggling to get some of these votes in the end.
Yes, yes. All it would have taken was to make sure that Justin stayed on her side. Because if Justin gets Robert and Justin is able to maybe talk Dana into it, we know that she's gonna keep Nathan, you know, to an extent. Then she definitely has a very good chance to win this. It really came down to winning those Stooges over. Or I guess, you know, conversely, like if she had been able to win over Erica and Jack, that would have been nice.
Because I really think that she lost Erica and Jack like throughout the game. There was a point where she had Erica and Jack over June, and maybe it's this week, maybe it's a couple weeks before. Yeah, that's when she loses them. So yeah, it's a tough road for Allison, because I do think that she's playing sort of outwardly a slightly better game than June, or has been so far. But oh well, it is what it is.
I mean, and like I said, I think that did, you know, losing Erica and Jack happened this week, and it happened when June really started to, you know, kick her game up a notch, and be more trustworthy, for Erica and Jack than Allie was. Allie's going to spend too much time this week trying to protect Justin, and for good cause. Justin is valuable to her, not as valuable as G is to June, but still valuable. But it's a losing battle, and it loses her trust with Erica and Jack. And meanwhile, June is able to like sweep in there and really, you know, win them over even more so than she already had. And then also we're going to, you know, talk about it this episode, but she's finally going to win a competition. And that's actually going to be very huge in terms of the ability that Erica and Jack now have to then say, oh, and now June's won a competition. So now she deserves it even more over Allie. Allie says that, she's still pretending to work with the Stooges. She's definitely still pretending to be fully on board. And she's acting like she's trying to help them get June on the block if the veto is used. But in reality, she's not. She actually is, though, also going to get caught a little bit, because when Erica and Robert make up a little bit, Erica lets Robert know that, no, Allie's still playing both sides, and Robert gets pissed off. And they're pissed off again about Allie again.
Yeah. It's so much back and forth this week. But June and Allison.
We're still in the opening bit here that and Allie still feels like the whole house hates June, and it's going to get her evicted from the house. She's wrong about this. That Robert hates her. Justin is certainly not fond of her in this moment. But Erica and Jack are getting won over, and G is secretly on board. Now Allie had been on top of the June and G alliance earlier in the game, but they've been putting more of an effort into hiding it and bickering more often. They're actually telling their respective alliances and other people that they plan on targeting each other. June keeps saying she's going to put G on the block. And they're starting to believe her. And Robert is going around like, there's no way. G hates June. They are not working together. So they are actually able to throw some of the heat off of their relationship while Erica and Robert get a little closer, and that becomes sort of the big threat now of, or are they coming together? And that's going to be very big for June.
Right. And then on the show, though, we do see June and G reaffirm their alliance together. And June tells him, you know, if one of the guys wins next week, I need you to convince them not to put me up and to protect me as well.
Yeah, so Allie is talking to Erica and Jack, and they're talking about, like, what can we say to June? They're concerned about her going to G. In reality, like I said, in this conversation, they were actually talking to June first, and then they were kind of BSing Allie about not trusting June. They talked amongst themselves. They were kind of like, can we get Allie to be the one to, like, quote unquote, reel in June, because this is their final four. They want to get to the final four with both Allie and June. They feel like they hate each other so much. They're the weakest players. If they get to the final four with June and Allie, then they're in a really good spot. And again, that's why they keep saying, well, what happens if we screw up and Allie and June make it to the final two? But they actually are going to put in work this week to try and repair the Allie and June relationship so that they can work together, so that they can make it to the final four together. They encourage Allie to reach out to June, and try to work some things out a little bit. And, they go, wouldn't it be funny if Allie was the one to reel June into this final four? Wouldn't that be just a funny thing to do?
I mean, works a little too well.
Exactly. And this is where, again, like, the strategy here is just they're just missing something, which is that, yes, this is a good spot for you to be in if you can make it to the final four like that together. But by encouraging them to come together, you're making it not a good spot to be in anymore.
Like, it's good that you want them to come together, but it's, you know, it's better you being the one to get them to come together with a better alliance with each of them than they have with each other. That's
exactly
what you need. Miss the boat on that. I don't know. Maybe some of this is just laziness or something. We've seen, you know, some of these people not spend as much time like Jack and Erica. I get that they have an okay relationship with everyone. They seem to like everyone, but we don't see them having a close relationship with many of these people.
They spend all their time together.
That's where they're really missing. Yeah,
they talk in pairs for hours. Whereas June and Allie, and the same thing for G and Robert and Justin, it's a major fault of both sides that they just do not socialize. And you actually see in one of these episodes that Jack and G have a long conversation one day. And it's a big deal. People are freaking out about it because it never happens. June and Allie are the only two people socializing with all sides. And it really opens the door wide open for them to do that. And it kind of makes you wonder if these people had been a little more open or savvy in terms of being willing to play the game a little harder, would June or Allie have been as effective at doing this if they had to compete with more than just each other?
Well, and that's why I think it'd be fun to see a house where basically everyone is a floater, where everyone is trying to play all sides at one time.
That's why June should be on All Stars.
Right, where everyone's a free agent. It would be great because some of it's almost comes across like jealousy when you hear some, especially the Three Stooges talking about how they don't like Allison or June at different times because they're cheating the system. They're unfairly playing both sides. Guys, you could do that too if you wanted. You can make relationships on both sides, but you chose to just stick with your one side. And some people would say that's good that they're being loyal and they're being true. And you do need that, but you're letting other people get away with it. So you just go ahead and take that opportunity yourself.
In a lot of ways, and I hadn't really recognized this until I, looked at the feeds for season four. But this, it really is kind of a sequel to season three, where in season three, Danielle and Jason were playing the whole house. They were lying to the whole house and the whole, atmosphere, environment in the house was you can't lie, you can't steal, you can't cheat. It's about honesty. It's about sticking with your people. And that's why Danielle loses to Lisa in the end, is because she's the one that cheated. She went outside the established system and she was lying and she was doing these things that they thought were wrong. And if she had made it to the end with Jason, then one of them would have had to win. And that's kind of this. It's a kind of the similar thing that happens here in season four, where a lot of these people feel like the way to go is to stick with your people and get to the end. And it's the two people who are willing to go outside of that established system that are really going to run the show. But this time they make it to the end together. So one of them has to win. And when one of them wins, we head into season five, where the environment changes. The meta of the game changes. Now that June has won the game, we see that the players of season five are actually a lot more active, a lot more willing to lie and backstab and play harder than before. And it's interesting to see the game evolve in that way. And I'd never really seen the parallel to season three before I was doing this.
Yeah. And it's great to see that, you mentioned in your podcast about the Big Brother alliance structures, how the different elements of an alliance build off of each other. And you look at someone like you look at people like Jack and Erica, who are like, okay, we saw that a two-person alliance can work really well. Let's do that. And they miss the part where it's supposed to be secret and you're supposed to outwardly have other people. And then so June and Allison and June and G, they get that whole secret alliance thing a little bit better. So we see that here, where June and Allison are going to have a conversation recognizing their floater strategies. And this is just another fun bit of editing too, with the diary rooms, where, June says, Allison and me have the same strategy, except Allison seduces guys with her body. And then Allison says, it's terrible. June is flipping side to side and it's not cool, because that's my strategy. So they pair up and they decide, let's go ahead and let's make this secret alliance.
What I really liked about what June said is that I'm pretty sure she didn't say she uses her body. I'm pretty sure she said she doesn't use her body parts. She doesn't seduce with her body parts like Allie does.
Okay, body part. That makes it sound so much weirder.
Right?
So they recognize that when one of the guys leave, there's going to be a pair of the other two, and then Jack and Erica are a pair, and that leaves us in the middle, free to be a pair ourselves.
There you go. Maybe we should do it.
Right. It's good, but it's worse for Allison. And we don't hear Allison talk about that, but Allison, I need you to recognize that your plan this week, or the house's plan, is to get rid of Justin. So the guy that's going to be left is G, and he's going to be closer with June.
Yep. Yep. And again, that's where, you know, she, you know, she's kind of, I think she also recognizes that she's kind of like in a losing position anyway. Like, this is good for Allie that she can connect with June, because if she doesn't, she's kind of floundering. She doesn't really have anybody left. So connecting to June was her best shot, but it still gave June the upper hand. It was kind of like, she has to do it, but you know, it's like it's a lose lose. But at least with June, she's got something. And for June, it's a win win. And this was the double win.
Yeah, definitely. Another point in June's column this week. So then we have some America's Choice, which the music came on and I was like, wow, what's this? Haven't heard this for a little while. Mm. I think this is this the first America's Choice from the season?
I think so. Yeah. And they're going to get a letter from from their family. And Allie says, I expect a death threat from my boyfriend in, you know, like cutout letters. You don't have to use cutout letters if you know who it's coming from.
Yep. Yeah, that's not going to happen, though. Everyone else pretty much wants Robert to win for his daughter. And Robert and Jack say, you know, if it can't be one of us, I'd like it to be the other because you have kids. So,
yeah.
Yep. This is just another thing where I keep coming back to this idea of like Robert being the villain that we love to hate. And he does keep getting these moments that are okay.
So yeah, this sort of reminded me of the idea that like, it's hard to know for sure. And I'm going to do some more research as the season goes on, but, I'm pretty sure Robert actually was liked by the casual audience. And I think that this was a big moment for him in terms of that.
He won, so he must have been liked-ish.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think by the end, many of the casual audience members were actually rooting for Robert to win the game. And I do not think that was the case for the feed watchers. And there's a bigger separation between feed watchers and casual viewers than there is even now back then. Because you know, the internet, the message boards, it was very much like feed people who watched the feeds were very separate from the people who tuned in every Wednesday, Saturday, and whatever night. It was, I think there was a big divide here. The people who watched the feeds hated Robert. They called him Ratbert. They thought he was vile. And the people who watched the show, I think, had a slightly better, at least a slightly better view of him. And they actually, I think there was some pushback for June and Allie. Like people were mad at them for being mean to Robert. So it's very interesting.
Were the feedsters hoping Jack would win this letter?
I don't have access to their discussions. I don't know if those still exist. I just have the updates. But my impression is that yes, that they would have much preferred Jack to get a letter from his daughter than Ratbert.
Robert. Yep. So Erica is going to, before we get to the winner of America's Choice, Erica is going to talk with G and remind him that he promised not to use the veto when they were in the cage as part of his deal. And there's a little bit of a back and forth where he says or claims that he did not remember that being part of the deal, and that he will go along with it, but that they need to basically make sure he doesn't win because he doesn't want to be put in that position.
Yeah, this is weird. It was weird on the feeds too. There's a lot of back and forth. I'm pretty sure he would not have stayed true to this deal, and I don't. I imagine that he tried to win this.
Well, and that's something that Robert talks with him about, which is like, you can lie, though. This is after the fact. Like, it doesn't matter. They've already saved you. If you win the veto, you're going to be safe with the veto. It's that classic, you can bounce checks in the Big Brother house. You can lie. So after the conversation with Robert, I feel like G would have definitely used it if he had gotten it.
Yes, I think the one of the things that might have held him back again is this sort of parallel to season three, where jury votes matter. And if you go back on a deal, then you are probably not going to get the jury vote of the person you screwed over. And so with only seven votes and with jury votes being, you know, a big thing, that's going to be important. But I do think that he would have done it, although I don't think he was super pressed to win this one.
No. And so he doesn't really factor too much into this veto competition. Anyway, we have the portraits of various house guests who have been out of the house, and they have to move cameras to place the portraits in a particular order on some plasma screens.
Plasma TVs. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Ooh. In the order that people have won the veto competitions in the past. Everyone does okay on this, except for Jack, who just does, like, I think he gets, what, nine times? He takes nine times as much time as the winner does?
Yeah, something like that.
He's like
June did it in like
2:45,
and he was at like 1840 something.
Yeah, and everyone else is around like 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes. So everyone else does okay. Allison, I do like the fact that she did well and then just sort of stood there for a while trying to give the guys a chance to win. And she still comes in third place from
yes.
doing that.
Which is interesting, because if we think about this, right, let's say Allie does not throw this veto. Let's say she could have won. She certainly acts like she could have won. Let's say she could have won this. If she wins, she could have used it to take Justin off the block. G goes up in his place. Robert goes home. And now she's pissed off Erica and Jack. And she's definitely like, they're probably going to be thinking, I need to put up Allison and Justin. But Justin probably goes before she does. Could this have put her in a better position? I think there's an argument to be made. Certainly, you know, we know that she makes it to the final two. So, you know, she didn't exactly have to change what she did. But it could have won her some votes from the Stooges, and I think potentially could have put her in a better position to make it to the end, regardless of jury votes. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think that this is a would have been a good move for her to make long term, especially in order to win the game, assuming that she can keep her alliance with June. I don't really see a whole lot of reasons why this would have hurt her alliance with June, because then you've got this secret alliance with June. You've got your thing with Justin. Justin's probably going to be pretty appreciative that you took him off. If you can sort of shore up that alliance as well, you even have the potential to have a Justin, June, G, Allison alliance. The tricky part there is, how do you get rid of Justin, just competition wise, knowing that G is going to win the next HOH, thinking that Justin's probably not going to go up unless there's some sort of veto situation. So you lose Jack or Erica next week. And then, you know, it's like, it's just tricky looking at some of these competitions. Like, I think if she somehow made it to the end still against June, she probably then has more votes, because she already lost Erica and Jack anyway, and probably has a better chance of winning someone like Dana over if she saves Justin. I think the tricky part is just, how does she get to the end? You're gonna need to still get Justin out before that point. And, I'm not sure who would have done that.
Yeah.
And if she does it herself, and she probably has a better chance of winning a competition to do that, then she's screwing over Justin again, and it's probably not going to get his vote. So,
yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, if we say that Jack still leaves the following week, then it's probably something like Erica, June, and Allie against G and Justin left in the game, with obviously G. I mean, June is going to be in a good spot regardless of what happens here, as long as G wins the next HOH still. And even if Justin had won the following HOH, same thing would have happened. Jack and Erica go up on the block. So, and then Jack goes home. So, you know, we're looking at a final five of Justin, G, Allison, June, and Erica. decent chance that June still wins that next HOH. And then, we're looking at something like Allison and Justin on the block, and Justin goes home. And then a final four of Allie, G, June, and Erica. I don't know. It could have worked out, but I don't know if it was like a slam dunk move. Like, she definitely should have done it. I think that we're just kind of looking at alternate universes here.
Yeah, I think the problem here is just looking at it from Allison's perspective right now. While she may not have Erica and Jack over June, she doesn't necessarily know that. And doing something like this completely loses them. Mm-hmm. And it's like I think it's hard to make the decision in real time that you're going to get a lot of blowback from in that moment. Even if it means that you've, gained some other people on your side, I think that's a hard thing to do. And I really think that the trickiest part moving forward is just figuring out when to get rid of Justin, knowing that he's pretty good at competitions, and particularly some of these vetoes. Like, maybe he doesn't win every HOH, but I'd be worried for Allison at a point where she's up on the block against him or even against G, mm-hmm. Being able to stay.
Yes, Justin might have a better chance of winning that veto over Allie than G does. So who knows? But anyway, Allison is going to throw this. G does say that he definitely did not try his hardest to win this competition. June, despite winning this competition, I felt really did not dress well for it.
No, that's my main comment here is you're running around and maybe you don't know what the competition's going to be, but like anytime there's a competition, even if they're telling you don't need to wear athletic wear, don't wear something that you're going to have to hold up with one hand as you do the competition.
Yeah, it's a bad choice, June. But June is going to win. As I said, Jack and Erica were very impressed that, okay, now she's stepping up. She's showing that she can win things. This was both athletic and intelligence, and she pulled it off. Like, this is great. We got to get to the final four with them, but wouldn't it be so funny if they got to the if we got to the final four and then they worked together? That would be so funny. We need to get them on the same page, though.
Gosh, yeah, I mean, you're saying all the things. The thoughts are all there. They're just not clicking. It's like you got the dots, but you haven't connected them yet.
Yeah, Allie, I like Allie says, I'm dealing with slow morons.
Okay,
about the veto.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, June says I'm incredibly psyched to be the holder of the power of golden veto. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Power of golden veto. It just golden power of veto. It's like the outwit, outplay, outlast thing. Get it in the right
order. Outlast, outplay, outwit?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Terrible. Ugh. Nails on a chalkboard. Every
outplay,
time
outlast, outwit?
That's probably the worst one.
It's America's choice.
Yep. Woo.
Robert wins.
Robert wins. Yep. And we see some of his ex-wife and his daughter, Natasha, I think.
Well, yeah, the family segment is in the next episode.
Oh, right.
But we get the letter from his daughter first. And they kind of just doubled up, right? Like, they probably knew he was going to win this. And they filmed this little segment with his daughter. And then they also filmed a family segment for the next episode.
Because when the family segment comes up in the next episode, I'm like, didn't we just see this? Seems like a little bit much here. But yeah, they probably just had extra footage and figured, let's put it in now. Reason to maybe it's a little bit of a fake out. Maybe people think, well, Robert will leave because of that. But yeah, we get a letter from his daughter who's I don't know, 7 or 8. I don't know, in that range. She got a puppy.
Got a new puppy. She's seen a lot of white butterflies.
Yeah, that's the white butterfly thing was the thing that stuck to me. I was like, when I heard that this competition was happening, I knew that Robert was going to win because we hadn't seen any butterflies yet.
Yeah.
That was going to be a thing. So, yep. That happens.
Yes. Big segment emotional for Robert. He looks very sympathetic. Big Brother really likes segments where they make otherwise, not particularly likable players likable via their relationship with their daughter.
Wow. Yeah, that's like a really big thing. I can off the top of my head think of at least 3 or 4 times this happens.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Wow. If you're a guy out there who maybe he's rough around the edges, not everyone loves you, but you got a daughter, Try out for Big Brother. You'll get a couple good segments.
And if you don't have a daughter, make one so that you can be more likable.
Well, okay. Sure. That's definitely got your priorities in the right order.
Yeah.
So the exes and Jack. That's the last people in the house.
Mm.
And so we get some of Jack's commentary on everyone. It really is. It's like the most Rupert tweet commentary out here. Yeah, you know,
June appreciates
G. Yeah. Erica and Robert, they've had the most contentious relationship. And so then that leads into, hey, look, Robert, you got yet another segment here. Erica and Robert are going to clear the air again.
Mm.
And she's going to apologize for
getting him fired.
His work. Yeah, getting him fired. And he really, really appreciates it. He says that he didn't think this would be something that was brought up inside or outside the game. And he really forgives her. And then jokingly asks if she wants to get back together.
Mm. Yeah. The feed updates put this conversation in a slightly different light. For at least, again, we know that they don't like Robert. But from their perspective, at least, they felt like Robert, who said, I didn't think this was going to be brought up, actually was like hardcore guilt tripping her for it until she finally apologized. And then afterward, again, is going to smack talk her.
Yep. Yeah, it's so weird with Robert, the number of times that we have these apology makeup sessions between the two of them. And then he's also just going to any chance he can get in a diary room and be like, yeah, she's terrible. Got to get rid of her. Oh, she's taking this time to act like a bitch again. Oh, she's the worst. Whatever. You know, he's really it's like he wants to be hated.
Mm.
Or at least doesn't want people to fully be on one side or the other.
I think he thinks that being a womanizer is not something that he should be hated for.
Well, Natasha's not going to hate him for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. He has people in his life who are like, he's a womanizer. He's always going to be a womanizer. He's a lovable womanizer.
Lovable womanizer and the international player and Justin.
Yeah. So Allie and June are going to have the big conversation here in the hot tub. Allie thinks that Jack has been throwing competitions. I mean, this 18 minute nonsense. But really, the meat of this is everybody thinks that we hate each other because we do. But nobody would suspect that we're working together. They make an official deal. They're gonna do this.
I have a really soft spot for the no one would think we're together, so let's have a secret alliance thing. I just love that. Like, I know some people think it's overdone, but I think it's really great when it does work out.
When it works out. The problem is that it is that it is overdone. Not everybody says it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you have to use it at the right time, and it has to be with the right person. But like in scenarios like this, when it works out, I think it's fun.
Mm. I love that June is still in the diary. I still can't stand the girl, but yeah, we're gonna work together.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can be aligned without loving each other. I think that's fine. It's confusing this season because there's so many exes in the house, and there's so many romantic couplings, and that seems to make up almost all the other alliances.
Yeah. The question becomes, should June use the veto? Will she use the veto? We get a little segment with her talking to G, and G says that Justin can be a shield. Kind of makes it seem like G is pitching for her to use the veto on Justin so that Justin can be safe. This was, or at least that was the impression I got until I read the feed conversation. It was actually the complete reverse. June actually pitched to G, what if I used the veto on Justin to keep him around as a shield? And G was like, oh, please don't do that, because then I'll go on the block.
Gee, get your head in the game.
I'm saying that his head was in the game.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think that they would have then voted out G over Robert?
No, I'm saying G was against the plan. He said, no, please don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think here. I guess he would have been the one to go home then. I'm trying to think if Robert would have been the one to go home.
Robert would have gone home, but you don't want to be on the block. You don't want to take that risk.
Yeah, but I mean, it is better for him to have Justin in the house.
You know, I guess that's fair. I think, you know, if he takes June up on this offer, not that I think June would have actually gone through with it. I think she's just throwing out ideas. But if G actually does go, okay, you know what? I'm willing to take the risk. You save Justin. I'll go on the block. They'll vote out Robert. Here's the problem. I think if June saves Justin, then they might actually flip to saving Robert and taking out G, because...
Yeah, I think they'd see through it.
Yeah, because they'd be worried that... okay, well, so June has screwed us over. June clearly is working with them again, and that means that she's in with G again, which means that we need to get rid of G, and also Erica has been making progress, and we'll see that later, you know, she's kind of starting to make deals with Robert again, so she actually has incentive to keep Robert around. I think it probably ends up backfiring on G and gets him sent home. If he's able to pull it off and he manages to keep Justin around, then a decent chance that, you know, we could see him being more successful in the game.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately not the right call to put yourself in the line of fire like that.
True. True. So, yeah, so that's not going to happen. And we're going to go to the veto meeting. And June says that she loves having power and loves stirring up drama, but in the end's not going to use it. I don't know. Anything you want to touch on here about this meeting?
Well, Justin basically calls her out to her face, to the entire house, that she has switched sides and she's found a new team. I don't know if he thinks that this is bad for him to do against. Like, I don't know if he thinks that this is going to hurt her game, but I think it actually helps. Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if anything, he's like, hey, I'm clearly letting everyone know that she has officially switched sides and is no longer with us and is definitely with you guys.
Exactly. Like, everybody's concerned that June is playing both sides. But when he goes, screw you, June, you've clearly found a new team, it really is going to give Erica and Jack a lot of confidence that, okay, yeah, I guess she's not playing both sides.
I guess you would. If Erica and Jack's one thing was that they only wanted super loyal people who've never wavered, that would be one thing. Maybe they would question it. But they already question her, so this just helps. I don't know. Justin, if you're gonna make a last-ditch effort, I'll try something else.
Yeah. Well, we head into episode 20, and we get a really cool segment here to start the show with a segment about alliances and June's secret alliances. She says being in a secret alliance can help you a lot more than being in an alliance that's obvious to everyone. She saw what happened to the Stooges being targeted for how obvious their alliances were. And so this is what I was referring to earlier in the episode, or in the podcast. And it sort of flashes between, you know, her talking to Allie, her talking to G, her talking to Jack, and so like she was kind of making this relationship with Jack happen. We see Allie ask her, do you talk to Jack in the mornings? And she says, nah, she's been waking up early with Jack and having long conversations with him about working together. She is, as we've seen, called a truce with Allie, has now made a secret alliance with Allie, and of course she's always had this secret deal with G. And so we're really starting to see June take the reins of this game with these secret relationships. It's pretty impressive and pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, my favorite parts of this are seeing her, you know, blatantly lie to Allison and then go tell everything that Allison's saying about how Allison really dislikes Jack and wants to start targeting him. She tells that to G. It's a segment that really, really makes it look like she's got a winner's edit here. Like they know what's going to happen, because even though Allison also is part of the secret alliance, we're seeing here that June clearly has the upper hand and is using this alliance to more to her benefit than maybe Allison is at times. And it also just comes across as like a Allison second place edit kind of thing.
Maybe. It's interesting. It's interesting seeing June here. You know, I didn't talk about June a lot in the Alliance Structure podcast that I did that we referred to earlier, because this is sort of done late in the game and it's less an alliance structure and more about her individually floating. But she's creating a bunch of different individual secret, person deals. And she's going to use those to not even necessarily control the outcome of like the boot order, but to just make sure that she keeps the right people safe and more importantly, herself safe until the right time. And so we're going to see that happen through the next few weeks, and we'll track it as it goes. But we're also going to see Jack try to, he says, for a long time, I've been trying to pry G away from the other amigos. And it's not very successfully, though.
No. I mean, you might have been trying for a long time, but like we mentioned earlier, you're being really obvious about it now, and it's coming across very suspicious and out of character for you to be doing that. There's also a bit of a segment where we have Justin talking about Allison and realizing that she's a floater, and there's some weird clips of the two of them in bed together, and Allison saying, oh, you know, Justin, we don't lie to each other, and we've grown pretty close.
He's
and
amazing.
Justin saying, yeah, I know Allison's lying to me. This is kind of what I was talking about, of like, there's a lot in this series of episodes that gives Allison this non-Witters edit
well,
at the same time.
Like I said, this is around the time where it's becoming clear that people aren't particularly willing to vote for her in the end. And so I think they're trying to convey that a little bit, that her emotional reads on people, read on their emotional state and how much they like her is it's a little off, even though strategically she's placing herself in the right positions. She's missing out on the social component a little bit here, and that's going to hurt her in the end game. It was just like a bunch of different statements by Allie that Justin immediately just shoots down in his individual diary rooms. It's interesting. It's interesting. Erica and Jack on the feeds are not happy again with Allie. She's been pushing for Justin to stay. And she's going to spend days trying to convince them that it's better to take out Robert than Justin. And so this, like I said, is around the time it's becoming clear that things are not going too well. And again, Erica and Jack talk about how funny would it be if June and Allie ended up in the final two together. June would win. We know that now. We know June would win. Erica says, well, I guess, Robert still hates June. So maybe there's a chance that Allie would win because of Robert. But they're again, from where they started in the beginning of the week, where Jack was basically like, Allie should win because she's the stronger player, to, oh, now June wins in the end against Allie for sure, or at least close to it, would be interesting. And so they also both think that June and Allie will try hard to win the HOH because there's so much heat on both of them for playing both sides that they're going to feel scared and they're going to want to win HOH, which is very not true.
Right. It's crazy just hearing all these conversations about how June is going to win and then seeing it happen. And I think the editors are having a fun time in this episode as well. There's also a little bit of talk here about how Erica thinks that her and Jack are going to become a target soon. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to go off and make a deal with Robert or at least attempt to vote out G and Jack before each other. So that if they're, if Robert and G are on the block, that they would want to vote out G first. And if she is up against Jack, that he should vote Jack out. I just think at this point, when you have these three couples left in the house, I know that Allison does some to try and save Justin here. And we had talked about, I think I brought up a couple episodes ago, how it seemed like Erica and Robert were the couple that was working together the least. So it's interesting how that's flipped a little bit. I think partially also just to Justin's complete non-activity this week of trying to do anything to save himself.
Yeah, so a little bit of context for this particular conversation. In the conversation where Erica apologized to Robert for getting him fired, prior to that apology, had been telling her, you are the target. before Jack. I think he was doing it just to mess with her, because Jack had always been the target before she was. And so I think he was just kind of trying to screw with her. Like, yeah, we're targeting you. You're the one that we're going to vote out. Which was, I think, part of trying to, like, again, like, emotionally berate her into apologizing or something. So that's why she's feeling very insecure about her position, and why I think, you know, she ends up apologizing and then later coming back to Robert and being like, look, we need to do so. Like, can you get this target off of me? I'm willing to deal. Like, can you make it so Jack goes before I do? Jack was always going before she was. But she's trying to make sure that she's not the target ahead of Jack in the event that a stooge wins the HOH.
Yeah. That's going to work out for her.
Yes. So. It was going to happen anyway, but this is something she should have been doing a long time ago. They saw, you know, if you and G go up, I'll make sure I'll vote out G. I'll try to get G to go. If me and Jack go up, you vote out Jack. And then it's me and you versus Allie and June. Essentially, again, trying to get into the final four. If she can't do it with Jack, she'll do it with Robert. She wants in the final four with Allie and June. Those two weak players. Allie, though, is starting to see it. It's very obvious, and it's not just Allie. Everybody notices that all of a sudden Robert and Erica are getting along and they're talking, you know, having long conversations. Everybody knows that she apologized to him. And so, it's becoming clear that these two are going to maybe try and work together. And so she's trying to use that to convince June, we need to get Robert out because he's going to work with Erica. But June is not going to do this without, the approval of Erica and Jack, because she doesn't want to screw them over. And so this is not going to go anywhere, and it's only going to further serve to piss off Erica and Jack, while June gets to sweep in and be like, can you believe her? Why is she doing this?
Yeah, so we see this week both Jack and Erica reaching out to people that they don't normally talk to, and then other people recognizing it. Jack reaching out to G, and Erica reaching out to Robert. So Allison is on to both of these, but because she's going to June and not anyone else about this, June is able to, you know, have the best of both worlds with having this information, being connected with Allison, and then also using it to alienate Allison from Erica and Jack.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get Julie checking in on the house guests. She throws some mad shade here at Jack for his veto competition time.
Yeah. She picks on Jack for his veto.
Was she trying to convince Allie that he didn't throw it, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he was trying to, like, be joking about it, like, oh, I didn't have my hearing aid in, or I couldn't see too well. He's not really owning up to it, and I don't know if that's just because he's having a hard time admitting that he's just this terrible at these kind of things. It's a lot harder to act like you're this great FBI guy when you're, like, I mean, this is laughable how bad he was at this competition.
I mean, it's become a running storyline in the house, at least, that Julie must hate Allie because she keeps bringing up Allie's boyfriend situation and calling Justin her bedmate. Allie is convinced that Julie hates her, and that's why she keeps doing this to her. And so I was just like, I wonder if this is just another piece of Julie just throwing some shade at Allie for thinking that Jack threw this.
Yeah, I mean, that's also possible. She's also going to ask Robert about his fish eyeballs, which he says are gross. And then she does kind of throw Allison under the bus a little bit more by trying to get her to say nice things about Justin.
Which she does,
yeah. And that's something else. Like, Allison and Justin, possibly the most out of any of these couples, seem to be the nicest to each other publicly, like when they have to speak about each other. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the diary rooms, but in the last couple weeks, Allison has definitely seemed to warm up to.
She's up and down.
The way she's talking
about
him.
She's up and down on Justin. Yeah. And this, yeah. He goes out on an up.
Yep. I guess it's good.
Yeah. Then G makes a whole speech about how much he loves the Stooges and he's going to miss them and their brothers, and they're always going to be friends. And we're going to get a lot of that in this episode.
Yeah. Yep. There's that. So we get Jack's vote immediately here before the next segment. He's going to vote for Justin. So not really any surprise there. And now we get Natasha and Elena. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Natasha says we were married briefly, but we're still good friends and co-parents. And she says he's always been a womanizer and will probably be that way until the day he dies. He won me over with his salsa dancing.
Yeah. And again, I'm just like, she is so far out of his league.
Yeah, I'm really missing something here. Like maybe Robert's just got that charisma that you have to
it's
see.
It's the salsa dancing. She says once he salsa dances with somebody, he's got him in the bag. It's done.
I don't know. I don't think there's any amount of salsa dancing someone could do with me that would make up for the fact that I know that they're a womanizer.
You've never salsa danced with Robert.
You're right. I haven't.
We need to make it happen.
I mean, ew. Look, I'll admit, like, dancing goes a long way, and having that dance chemistry is like a big deal. But you have to have red flags and deal breakers as well.
Yeah, but the power of the salsa.
All right, look, we're not talking about this anymore. So Elena watches the show. I find this like even more bizarre. Just thinking about this like out of context of you have a kid and your kid is going to watch the kid's father on a TV show where another woman who's been with your father with her father is also there.
It's just a bizarre scenario. It happens. I'm sure she's very used to dealing with a rotating cast of women in her life.
I guess. Gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? She seems happy. So, although she seems a little bit upset that Erica put up her dad because she wants him to win.
Well, yes, yes.
I mean, who wouldn't?
She seems very sweet.
Yeah, she does.
It's weird to think if she was, what, like 8 years old here, that she is now, 25, 26?
8 plus 17. Yeah, 26. I don't want to do math right now.
I mean, if it's 8 plus 17, then it's 25. But, okay. But you know, you never know when the birthday is. That's the tricky part.
Right. Right. That's,
so
yeah.
So it could be
that's
26.
The complicated part. Okay. Well, great. She could join us on the podcast.
So we get Julie is going to talk to Erica. She says, Erica, did you throw competitions earlier in this season? And Erica says, that's a good question, Julie. I do competitions a lot, and I don't like to not do well at competitions. And so when I saw this competition, I just knew that this was the competition that I was going to win. Yeah, for sure. Julie's like, Erica, did you throw competitions earlier in the season? And he's like, no.
Yeah, it's that. It's like I knew that I was going to wait until the moment that I knew that I would be targeted to win. But she was also targeted earlier and she wasn't winning.
This is the thing, right? Julie's asking her a question and she's not sure which answer makes her look better. So she tries to not answer. And then Julie presses her on it and she's like, I guess no, but I mean, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Trying to read that there. I don't think she was throwing competitions.
No, I don't think she was either.
I think she happened to win this one. I think she decided this was going to be the one that she wanted to win because it was one that she could decide to win.
Yeah, if she was throwing competitions, then she was doing a very bad thing because it was bad for her game to lose all those competitions and lose all of her allies. So she also asks, can you turn on Jack in this game?
And she says that she doesn't think she can betray Jack at any point, which I took to mean when/if I need Jack to go, I need to make sure that I'm not going to be the one blamed for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's she's willing to put herself in front of him put him in front of her in the firing line. But I don't think I think it's true that she's not willing to place the knife in his back.
Right. Right. And then she gets asked if she will be friends with Robert outside the game. And she says, probably not.
Then we get our Stooge segment. Stooges are breaking up. They're like brothers. They'll be friends for life. We get a montage of them using hair dryers to dry off their body parts.
Yeah, what was that? That's the only note I have here is just what is Robert doing, like drying the inside of his pants? I mean, like, I guess I get it, but
once
it's just
once you watch him dry off his, you know, his parts with some hair dryers, then he's got you in the bag.
No. Okay. Robert's a better person because he's met G and Justin, and Justin says his friendship with the guys is more important than $500,000. To which I say, does he just not have any friends at home?
This made me want to find out, do they still hang out? Are they still friends?
I mean, they don't get a brigade like segment in the next season.
Yeah, these are the questions I want to know, and hopefully we can get them answered. I do have an answer to a previous question, if you're interested, that we have.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Somebody reached out to June with the question when we saw Jack's family segment, and we were like, oh man, wouldn't it be crazy if he had been living with his ex-wife for, you know, upwards of 17 years? It turns out he still lives with his ex-wife, according to June.
Wow. You know what? Props to them.
Yeah.
So they get some final speeches here. Justin says he's enjoyed playing the game with everyone. Robert thanks Erica for making up with him. And then thanks the guys for being pals.
Yes. G says he feels really bad that it's his fault that they're breaking up. They actually get mad at him for apologizing so much this week, that he keeps apologizing. I'm so sorry, it's my fault. And they're like, we're going to smack you if you keep doing this. He is very apologetic. Justin, before he leaves, is going to tell the Stooges, this is the strategy. You take out Jack next, then you reel in Erica. You use Erica to take out Allie. Then you turn around and you take out Erica, and you bring June to the final three because she's the weakest. She's easiest to beat in the final three competition. And then that's how you get to the final two. That's the game plan that Justin lays out for him.
And it works. Exactly.
Yeah. Brilliant.
It's great. And that's how we get our G and Robert final two. And Robert wins because he salsa dances at the end and just sways over the jury.
Yeah, they thought it was going to be G, but then Robert says, no, Julie, play the music.
That's been kind of fun. That's a fun alternate universe.
Speaking of alternate universes, we head to the jury house.
Mm.
And guess what, guys? All new. They're not going to get to see any diary rooms or any footage from the house or from the game.
Yep, just competitions and votes, which is nice. This is obviously a big change compared to the last season, and I think something that we see directly because of Danielle's experience at the end of the game last time. Now, the thing is here, they are going to see all of that. They're just not going to see it before they vote.
Yes, yes. And I think, again, the outcome of this season is why they don't show people the tapes in the season. But we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it when we get to it, because I have a lot of thoughts on that. Yeah. On that particular choice this season. So Dana and Nathan are at this jury house, which is at the beach. It looks like fun.
Dana was happy to see Nathan. She says he came over. She says, we were macking out.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She says, look, we're acting like we've already won the money and we're macking out. I'm assuming that means like we're hanging, acting like we're rich, but that's not how I've ever used that word.
Right. Like, here's the thing. I feel like there are two different ways that I would go into interpret this phrase. Macking out is pretty close to making out, which would mean obviously making out. And then macking, right? Also to me means kissing. No?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be like, you know how you'd be like, we're making out, like we're making out big time because we got all this money, like we've really made out. It's confused. All of these also sound like kissing.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I just googled it. Macking out on Urban Dictionary: to kiss a partner passionately.
All right, I don't know what Dana's talking about then.
Yeah,
she did say she was missing a couple cabana boys, so
I just don't think there's any way around this. I don't even see an alternative definition here.
You know what? I've misspoke on podcasts before. I've probably done it like 6 times on this podcast. So for someone like me who has sort of verbal issues occasionally saying the word that's like, I just like to assume that everyone knew what I meant to say and then move on and not call attention to it. But so I feel for Dana.
Okay, here. So what? Let's pretend that she was trying to say something else. What are the options? What could she have been trying to say that she accidentally said "mackin' out"?
I think she meant like we're living big, but I don't know what that like my early 2000s slang is not
hanging out. Not, maybe we're like like we're making
it like we've made it. I don't know.
We're making out. Damn it! I keep going there. I can't get away from
it. We're banking out. I don't know. I have no idea.
Smacking out.
That just reminds me of like Smuckers.
I don't know.
Jelly.
Unsolved mysteries of Big Brother, I guess. Let us know if you have any thoughts.
Yeah. Tell me what word we're clearly misinterpreting here. So they watched some tapes. And Dana's really into seeing Justin do well, and Nathan is very upset with Allison.
Yeah, he wants to see her next.
I don't know. This felt weird to me. I kept waiting for when's the next person going to join. I felt like we had more people on the jury.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This game is taking forever.
I question Nathan's motives here, though.
Wanting Allison to get out next?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe he's missing a couple Cabana girls.
Yeah. He's looking for, I don't know if Dana is the person he wants to be macking out with.
No, he needs some more people to be macking out with in the TV room. And, in the way that things are going to go next with Justin joining them, I think there's even more reason why he might want another girl around.
Yeah. All right. Back to the house. By a vote of 3-1, Justin, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
Yep. G is the only vote. 4 to keep Justin. He voted for Robert. Everyone else piled on. Can't really debate this too much. Like he just set himself up to be such a big threat and such an immovable person who's not going to, you know, out of everyone there, he was the least likely to flip sides.
Mm-hmm. Julie talks to him. He says he does not feel betrayed by G or Robert. That they both tried their best. He said he couldn't campaign against his buds, which in this case is true, unlike in Dana's case. He says that he sees how Allie's playing the game, and you know what? It might get her far, but he doesn't think it's going to win her the game.
Nope.
Which is
predicting that.
True.
Yep.
So we get some goodbye messages. Jack says, Justin, the FBI should recruit you. In fact, can I get your card? I want to get you in touch with them. He really wants Justin to work for the FBI. G says you're a brother. Allie says, I'm proud that you're my ex. I'm proud to call you my ex, which.
Yeah. I mean, my interpretation of this would be, I'm so glad we're not together,
right?
Which is not, I don't think how she meant it, but I don't know. Should we spend 5 more minutes dissecting this?
I mean, if we want to.
Yeah. I think what she's saying is, look, I got a lot of guys in my life, got a lot of exes. And for me, having an ex is more like having a boyfriend than having a boyfriend is. I'm going to spend more time with my exes. So I'm really glad that you're my ex and not my current boyfriend, because that means I can give you more attention.
Yes. And also, that's a good for Justin. Robert says, we're friends for life.
Well, we'll find out next week.
I want to do an off-season podcast tracking how many times people said they'd be friends for life on Big Brother and how many times they were actually friends for life. Because I feel like my guess would be like 0 out of a lot of times.
I mean, based on last season, Marcellus Amy friends for life.
Yeah.
That did not turn to be. We're not doing super well here.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to do some research. I'll find out for next week.
Whether or not
these guys stuck together.
Romantic partners do not count. They are not friends for life. They are partners for life, right?
You're not friends with your partner.
No. It's sure, but yeah, we're talking about a friendship situation.
Okay, platonic friends for life. I'll do some research.
Yeah. All right. HOH is bocce ball. And Allie says that she does not want to win this HOH because both sides think that she is with them. There actually was a little bit of, reason for Allie to sweat, because there was some talk from the Stooges about what if we backdoored Allie, essentially? What if we put up Erica and Jack and then actually then use the veto and take out Allie next week? And June actually gave Allie a heads up that they're talking about this. Watch out. But she still decides that she does not want this HOH.
Yeah. And can I just say, as someone who has been on a bocce ball league before, this was not regulation, even slightly. I don't know what was going on here.
Yeah, it did not seem like it. So some other stuff that they did not show in the episode, just in terms of like setting the stage of where people were in terms of this HOH competition. June told G that if she won this HOH, she planned on putting Allie and Robert on the block with the goal, the intention to take Robert out of the game. Then G told her that he would put up Erica and Jack, and she said, well, maybe I should just throw it to you then. He said, no, don't do that. Then Allie and G, both at this point later in the week, are covering for June with Robert, helping convince him that Erica and Jack need to be split up before June, before taking a shot at June. Jack wants the boot order to be right now Robert first, then G, then Allie, then June. So G and Robert have actually been flipped around, and he would prefer Robert leave first before G, which means that June and G have been putting in good enough work with Jack that Erica, who should be convincing Jack that Robert should stick around longer than G, has actually been outflanked with Jack himself.
Yeah, so we're seeing a little bit of a consensus here with Robert being a lot of people's targets, which I think is okay. I don't know if that would be it's clearly not the best move for G, and since G is going to end up winning, it's going to be better for him this week. Trying to think if there's anything else, if there's any other reason why G should have not tried to win this HOH.
I mean, if he doesn't win this HOH, basically, if Jack wins, it's G and Robert on the block. If June wins, it's probably Allie and Robert on the block. If Allie wins and she didn't want to, she probably would have put up, I think she would have just gone Erica and Jack. She really wanted Erica and Jack on the block, and she wanted to split them up. So if she had accidentally won, she probably would have gone Erica and Jack. And so that would have been best case scenario for G, actually. And so the way this competition turned out, I think she would have won had G not been. I think she came in second.
Yeah, and I believe at this point everyone has been on the block at one time or another, so there's not really any kind of they've never experienced it.
Yeah,
going on.
But who knows what Allie really would have done this week? So I don't know. Again, I don't think G can really take the risk. And if he loses Robert this week, then he's not in a great spot. Although Robert wasn't exactly the greatest help to him in the final stretch anyway, so maybe it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world to lose this one and be able to compete next week.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially given what Allison's, from her perspective, thinking she's got this thing with June, I think she's right to throw this one.
Yes. She took a calculated risk and it paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think even if June had won it, even if Allison maybe had gone up, I don't think she would have gone home, probably.
Yes, so Jack, of course, has a strategy to win. You gotta get the right spin.
Stop, Jack. You're not convincing anyone with your
such a dad
talk of plans. And then, I mean, he doesn't even get over the bump in the end. Like, it's terrible. And this is why Allison was talking about, like, you know, he's throwing these competitions, and if he gets to the end, he's just going to, like, he hustled us, and he's going to whip out some mad skills and beat them in the last competition.
Yeah. So G, of course, is going to win this HOH, but that is not the end of the episode, because Julie wants to tease the house guests a little bit. She tells them, don't get too comfortable. Expect the unexpected, because the unexpected begins tomorrow.
They're changing the beds. She said, don't be too comfortable. We're going to get water beds instead. It's going to be terrible.
Allie did talk about how they washed Justin's sheets finally, and she said the water turned black.
That's really disgusting.
I mean, she's probably exaggerating, but it's pretty disgusting.
It's so gross, though, just to think about. I mean, I was gagging during the shorts segment a few episodes ago, so I would believe it if he's anything like that with his sheets.
Yeah.
And the thing is, look, I mean, I didn't like washing your sheets growing up, you know, unless your parents were doing it for you. I don't know how many people were regularly washing their sheets a few times. I don't even know how often you're supposed to do that. A couple times a month. I have no idea. Every few months. I don't know. Like as a kid, I remember being like, oh, wow, it's been like a year. I should probably wash my sheets.
Oh, boy.
But I'm also like, you know, I shower before going to bed. I'm clean. Put on new clothes. I'm trying not to get too dirty. I certainly wash my sheets more now. I have never once seen the water turn a color. That's disgusting. Ooh.
All right. Well, on that note, that's week 6 of Big Brother 4. Thank you guys for joining us this week. We will be back next week for week 7. We'll get to see G's HOH reign, and we'll expect the unexpected.
Waterbed.
The unexpected begins next week.
Yeah. Don't get too comfortable.
Yeah. So you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Mary is at Frail Mary. You can find me on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Thanks again for joining us. We've got plenty of other things going on at the moment. But you know what? These podcasts are not, they're not tied to individual time. So I'm not going to bore you with what we've got going on elsewhere. You can find it if you want to. Thanks once more for joining us. And... see you next time.